So we always like to read a little bit of Shastra every time we have a gathering. So I'd like to read a little bit from the Bhagavad Gita. And it has to do with the bhajan that we'll be singing next. The next bhajan that we'll be singing is bhajan by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, entitled Bhuliya Tumhare, which means?
I'm going to forget you.
I've forgotten you, yes. I've forgotten you, right? I've forgotten you. Beautiful bhajan. So, this particular verse from the Bhagavad Gita is from the second chapter, verse number 41. Please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So please repeat as best you can. Vyavasayatmikabudhir.
Vyavasayatmikabudhir.
Ekeha
kunandana. Ekeha kunandana.
Bahushakayanantascha.
Bahushakayanantascha.
Udayo vyavasayinam.
Udayo vyavasayinam.
Word for word meanings. Vyavasayatmika.
Vyavasayatmika.
Resolute in Krishna consciousness.
Resolute in Krishna consciousness.
Buddhi.
Buddhi.
Intelligence.
Intelligence.
Eka.
Eka.
Only one.
Only one.
Iha.
Iha.
In this world.
In this world.
Guru Nandana.
Guru Nandana.
O beloved child of the Kurus.
O beloved child of the Kurus.
Bahushaka.
Bahushaka.
Having various branches.
Having various branches.
He.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Anantaha.
Anantaha. Unlimited.
Unlimited.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Mudhaya.
Mudhaya.
Intelligence.
Intelligence.
Avyavasainam.
Avyavasainam.
Of those who are not in Krishna consciousness.
Of those who are not in Krishna consciousness.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kurus, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many-branched. Port. I'll read part of the purport. A strong faith that by Krishna consciousness one will be elevated to the highest perfection of life is called Vyavasayatmika intelligence. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 2, 2262 states, Shara Shabde Vishvasakari Sudrida Nishchaya Krishna Bhakti Koile Sarva Karma Krita Hoya. How's my Bengali? Not so good. It's alright? Faith means unflinching trust in something sublime. When one is engaged in the duties of Krishna consciousness, he need not act in relationship to the material world with obligations to family traditions, humanity, or nationality. Fruitive activities are the engagements of one's reactions from past good or bad deeds. When one is awake in Krishna consciousness, he need no longer endeavor for good results in his activities. When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, all activities are on the absolute plane, for they are no longer subject to dualities like good and bad. The highest perfection of Krishna consciousness is renunciation of the material conception of life. This state is automatically achieved by progressive Krishna consciousness. Amagyana Timurandasya Gyanjana Sahaya Chakshu Vidatan Jena Tasmai Shri Gurudeva Maha Vancha Kapatrubhyas Chaku Vasindhi Eva Chaku Deepanam Pavani So this is a very nice verse, and Prabhupada is explaining some very essential aspects in this part of the purport that we read. He explains that faith means unflinching trust in something sublime. And then he goes on to explain how when one is engaged in activities of spiritual life, that he or she is no longer concerned. Thank you. Well, we're accumulating a big feast for the Lord here. When one is engaged in activities of Krishna consciousness, he or she is no longer concerned about the dualities of the material world, because that person's faith is on a much higher platform. So if something good materially happens, that's fine. If something bad happens materially, so-called bad, that's fine also, because one is not affected by these dualities. Just like an extreme example. Dhiras touch on the muyati. At the time of death, a self-realized soul isn't disturbed. What can one think of that's more painful than the time of death? Not just physically, but mentally also, emotionally, very painful, right? Saying goodbye to people that you love. That's it, no more. The situation you've been in, perhaps for a long time, completely gone. Everything you have is gone. And we're not sure exactly where we're going either. So in addition to the physical pain, there's a lot of mental, emotional pain. So a self-realized soul, because that soul is attached to Krishna, not just intellectually, but there's a relationship there that's developed on the spiritual platform. Not just Krishna, but there's an entire entourage of the spiritual realm. Because one has that attachment, and that attachment is filled with bliss and understanding, and that those relationships are eternal, then one is not disturbed even in the most difficult part of one's life. What to speak of the little things, like it's a little too cold, or a little too hot, or I lost some money today in the stock market, or I won the lottery. How would you feel if you won the lottery?
Same as I feel anyway.
Okay, well that's good, and you're exemplifying this verse. Because, as Krishna explains, one must tolerate happiness and distress, heat and cold, pleasure and pain. So how do you tolerate happiness or pleasure? If someone said to you, this is the best pizza that I have ever had. Everybody likes pizza, right? It's not a good example. And then your friend says, well, it's okay, just tolerate it. Just tolerate it. Has anyone ever talked to you about that? Like that? If you say, well, this is the worst pizza I've ever had, then if someone says, well, tolerate it, that you can understand, right? So what does it mean to tolerate happiness? When Krishna says this, he means that we shouldn't lose our understanding of who we actually are and the purpose of life. We shouldn't get distracted by that. In other words, tolerating happiness means that you don't think that this is the be-all and end-all of life and this is the perfection of life, my material happiness. Tolerating it means take it in the right perspective, don't let it distract you. Like tolerating unhappiness, don't let it distract you from your duties, from the goal of life. Don't become so absorbed in it because it has to do with the material realm. And these things, they come and go, like the seasons come and go. So we have to tolerate these things and go on with our duty. If we're so absorbed in these things all the time, then we never get to think, meditate or act on a higher level. So, if one has a duty to perform, and Prabhupada here is speaking about our spiritual duties, then so many things can get in the way. So many distractions can be there. The dualities, pleasure, pain, victory, defeat, etc., etc., honor, dishonor. If we tolerate these things and remain fixed in our understanding of the goal of life, which is to become, as Prabhupada explains, Krishna conscious or conscious of God, develop that connection. If we concentrate on that, then we'll experience real fruits of living, the real fruit of life. These other fruits, they come and go, they're just temporary. And for many people, they're not even there in the first place. Many people in this world don't have what we have. And then when we get old, our senses no longer become a source of pleasure for us, they become a source of pain. So we come to a point where we can't enjoy anything materially. Anyway, so it's a bad bargain, putting all our chips or all our energy materially. We take of this world what's necessary, because we can't all be enlightened souls, pure devotees of God overnight. So we need a certain degree of material sense gratification. That's not required. Giving everything up is not required. One will naturally do that as one advances in spiritual life. This is called positive renunciation. By taking on spiritual activities, then one sees the difference between a spiritual experience and a material experience. And then one just naturally wants to concentrate, focus on those spiritual experiences, those spiritual connections. So it's a natural process. Sometimes people get very worried about having to give up so much. But if one concentrates on taking on so much spiritually, the Prabhupada is describing faith here. And another purport, he describes faith as the understanding that if I continue practicing my spiritual life in Krishna consciousness, then I'll achieve all perfection. So if we have that faith, and that's a great boon, because we'll get up every morning with that conviction and we'll know exactly what we want to do to advance in spiritual life and help others advance as well. And we won't want to waste our time. And that's what's being referred to in this verse here. Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose and their aim is one. And then Krishna says, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many-branched. Many-branched. Bahu-shaka. Many branches. Which means that that person is not resolute, determined, is always getting distracted by so many other things. Prabhupada explained once that a yogi is one who can control his senses according to his plan. So, sometimes we get determined and we want to make plans. Okay, I'm going to... So many things. People want to develop themselves emotionally, spiritually, materially. Make a plan. I'm going to exercise half hour a day. I'm going to study. I'm going to do my job. I'm going to do my meditation. I'm going to read such and such amount of time. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to get that. Do that, because that's distracting. You make a plan. So Prabhupada said a yogi is one who can control his senses according to his plan. So how easy it is to stick to a plan we make a plan for our self-development. It's not so easy, is it? Maybe for a few days we can stick to it. Maybe if someone is really controlled, much longer. But sometimes it's hard even to get started. It's hard to make a plan in the first place, right? We'll say, well, let's see what happens. What does that mean? Well, we'll see what happens. It means, I'll see how my mind is. My mind wants to exercise, I'll do it. If my mind wants to do yoga, I'll do it. If my mind wants to study. That's what it means when we say, well, I'll see what happens. I'll see what happens in my mind. So, intelligence being many-branched, so what happens? mind gets distracted, the senses get distracted. So it's hard to be resolute if we're allowing our senses to do what they want, because our senses need so much purification. Otherwise, day after day, we wind up wasting time, and our whole life can go by like that. So that's what this particular bhajan is about, that we're going to read right now. How Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about the different stages of life, from infancy into boyhood, then to youth and manhood, and how the material world was attracting him so much. And even in the womb, when he saw, had darshan of Krishna in the womb, he became resolved to worship Krishna when he got out. But then he got so distracted by all the great things in this material world. And it's not that we don't take advantage of the great things in this material world, but we don't do so at the expense of our spiritual life. If we do, then we've lost it all. So that's the purpose of reading this transcendental knowledge. That's why Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita. And this is why great acharyas like Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura writes these bhajans. He's taking the part of a conditioned soul. He's an old man, wasted his life because he got so distracted by all these things that came and went, and now what's left of all of them? Just some memories. But where is my spiritual life, you see? It's nowhere. So he's lamented like anything. So of course, great souls like that, sometimes they will write songs like this for our benefit, so that we can learn from them. And in one sense, they're a tale of sadness, or Bhaktivinoda Thakura says, my tale of woe and sorrow. But in another sense, they're songs of great hope, because they give us inspiration to change our lives a little bit and change them for the better, so that we don't wind up in a situation where it's too late. We don't want to look back at our lives and think, oh, I've wasted so much time and now it's too late. We don't want to be in that position. We want to become sober before that. Sober means that we don't want to be intoxicated by all this material allurement to the point of forgetting our spiritual life. So we want to be sober. We want to have these sober moments. Maybe even sober hours, sober days, sober years. So these types of bhajans, they help us become sober. At the same time, they're very joyful to sing, and they give us great hope that we can actually attain perfection in our lives. So, and we have a very special treat for this bhajan. Ajamil Prabhu is not only expert at chanting this bhajan, but he's also expert at explaining it. So, would you like to, Ajamil, take a few minutes to just go over the translation, especially that one part? You like to explain? Okay?
He's a good person.
Yes. Ajamil knows he knows how to push just the right buttons to inspire everybody. Okay, so I'll keep one copy. And you can pass the rest out. You have yours in Bengali, right? Okay. So now we'll give Ajamil Prabhu the microphone. And it reaches, right?
He is okay.
No, he likes.
You don't have to leave.
He likes.
Microphone is
first.
হরে কৃষ্ণ,
হরে কৃষ্ণ।
সবার কাছে আছে, আপনারা পেয়েছেন?
পেয়ে যাচ্ছে।
এটা হচ্ছে ভুলিয়া তোমারে সংসারে আসিয়া পেয়ে নানাবিধ ব্যথা, তোমারও চরণে আসিয়াছি আমি ভুলিব দুঃখের কথা। বেঙ্গলি এভরিবডি আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, বাট হিয়ার ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর এক্সপ্লেনিং, ভুলিয়া তোমারে, বাই ফরগেটিং ইউ আই হ্যাভ কাম দিস ম্যাটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড, নাও আই এম হ্যাভিং সো মাচ পেইন, নানাবিধ ব্যথা, আই এম হ্যাভিং সো মাচ পেইন, ওকে। তোমারও চরণে আসিয়াছি আমি বলিব দুঃখের কথা, সো আই হ্যাভ কাম টু অ্যাট ইউর লোটাস ফিট টু এক্সপ্লেইন মাই পেইন অর মিজরি, ওকে। জননী জঠরে, নাও ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর এক্সপ্লেনিং বিফোর বর্ন হোয়াট হ্যাপেন টু হিম, ওকে। জননী জঠরে ছিলাম যখন বিষয় বন্ধন পাশে, একবার প্রভু দেখা দিয়া মোরে বঞ্চিলি ওয়ে দাসে। সো হি সেইং দ্যাট, আপনারা বুঝতে পারছেন বাংলাটা তো, আমি তো ওয়েন আই ওয়াজ ইন মাদার রুম, বিষম বন্ধন পাছে। মাদার রুম ইজ নট ভেরি বিউটিফুল প্লেস টু বি, ইউ নো, ইটস ফুল অফ পেইন, ইউ নো দ্যাট, ইউ নো, ওয়ান বেবি রিমেইন ইন মাদার রুম like a football, you have to steal a football dart, all the bugs biting, insects biting, it's very miserable place. And that time every living entity, they pray God, oh my Lord, please take out of here, I'm so miserable, full of pain, please have mercy on me. And that time he's saying that I was in that condition, that time একবার প্রভু দেখা দিয়া মরে বঞ্চিলিয়া দাসে, ইন দ্যাট টাইম ইউ হ্যাভ ফেয়ার বিফোর মি, আই হ্যাভ এ গ্লিমস অফ ইউ ইন দ্যাট টাইম, বঞ্চিলিয়া দাসে, নাও আই হ্যাভ বিন নেগলেক্টেড, নাও ওয়াই হি নেগলেক্টেড, নাও হি ইজ এক্সপ্লেনিং হিয়ার। তখন ভাবু ভজন জন্ম পাইয়া করিব ভজন, তব জন্ম হইল পরিমায়া জলে, না হইব জ্ঞান লাভ। ওয়াই হি বিন নেগলেক্টেড, নাও হি এক্সপ্লেন, in that time I pray, as soon as I get out of here, oh my Lord, I will do bhajan, I will do devotion to you. But when I have take birth in this material world, what happened? Maya jale pari nahi hoga gana labho, I totally merge in the material world in illusion, and that's why I forgot what I have been promised to you when I was in my mother womb. Explain? Okay. আদরের ছেলে, নাও দিস ইজ এ ভেরি পার্টিকুলার লাইন, ইউ হ্যাভ টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, দিস হ্যাপেন টু ফর এভরি ওয়ান, ইভেন হ্যাপেন টু মি। আদরের ছেলে স্বজনের কোলে হাসিয়া কাটিনু কাল, জনক জননী স্নেহেতে ভুলিয়া সংসারে লাগিল ভালো। আদরের ছেলে, ইউ নো, ওয়েন দ্য চিলড্রেন বর্ন, ইউ নো, এভরিবডি, ইউ নো, ও হাউ বিউটিফুল সান আই হ্যাভ, ও সো নাইস, অল দ্য রিলেটিভ কামস, oh, so good, cute boy, you know. And then the boy goes one left to another person, you know. Sometimes your auntie takes, sometimes kaka takes, sometimes mamu takes. Everybody taking one after lap and hugging the baby. Oh, so cute. So because of after one, I got so much affection. You know, I'm laughing. And then I'm thinking, oh, so much love from everybody, affection. This material world is so beautiful place. So what happened? He promised before he'll worship. Now he got in the Maya because he's so much love, affection, lovey-dovey boy. Everybody loves him so much. So now he's thinking, this material world is so beautiful place. So that is Shangshara Lagiyo Halo. This material world is very beautiful place. Then what happened? Happened to us, right? Krame dine dino balako hoya khelinu balako saha ar kichu dine gyano upachilo patho pohiyo horo. Day by day, I become a young man and then I start playing with my classmate or with the friends. Amra shobai erokom kori na? ধীরে ধীরে বড় হলাম, সবার সবার খেললাম। আর কিছুদিনে দেন আই গ্রোন আপ মোর, আই ওয়ান্ট টু দিস স্কুল ইন ইউ নো, দেন আই পাঠ পড়ি অহরহ, দেন আই স্টার্ট ফর এডুকেশন ইউ নো ভিগরাসলি স্টার্টিং সো মাচ বিকজ আই ওয়ান্ট টু বি সায়েন্টিস্ট, ডক্টর্স, ইঞ্জিনিয়ার, বিগ বিজনেসম্যান, ইউ নো অল দিস থিং কাম অ্যান্ড ফ্যামিলি হেল্প, সো পাঠ পড়ি অহরহ। সো হোয়াট হ্যাপেন, সো ইউ বিকাম এ ভেরি বিগ ম্যান, you educate yourself, become a doctor, engineer, scientist, big businessman, then what do you do with that? Biddara gaurave bhrami deshe deshe dhanu uparjana kori sajana palana kori ek mone bhuliya tumare hori. So when you get the education, what do? You hunting one country to another country. For what? To dhanu uparjana kori, to make money, material progress. That's why we came to America, is not true? Every one of us, we came from our other country, dhanu uparjana kori. Nobody came here to do bhakti. Anybody come here to America to devotion or bhakti?
Not really.
Tell me, if anybody is there, can raise hand and say, yeah, I came to America to do bhakti. Nobody. I asked, you know what happened? I asked one Gujarati man. He had a motel business. So I said, Patel bhai, well, please come to the temple sometime. You know what he told me? This man is an honest man. He told me, do you think I came all the way from America to Canada to go temple? Why, India don't have a temple? I have to come.
Hurry, hurry.
So here, ভক্তি বিনোদ ঠাকুর গিভিং পারফেক্ট এক্সাম্পল, বিদ্যার গৌরবে ভ্রমি দেশে দেশে ধনু উপার্জন করি স্বজন পালন করি এক মনে ভুলিয়া তোমারে হরি, পারফেক্ট এক্সাম্পল। গুজরি মন গিভ মি দ্য অ্যান্সার রাইট হিয়ার। অ্যান্ড হোয়াট ভক্তি বিনোদ ঠাকুর সেইং বিফোর হোয়াট ইউ প্রে, প্লিজ টেক আউট অফ হিয়ার, প্লিজ আই উইল ডু ডিভোশন ভক্তি টু ইউ মাই লর্ড, প্লিজ সেভ মি। বাট ই ফরগট, দেন বিদ্যা কেম, অল দ্য নলেজ, ইজ এ বিগ ম্যান, you know, and then he forgot everything. Now he's making money, taking care of his family and friends, his country. But actually he came here to do devotion. The main purpose he forgot. Everything became very important in the life. Then what happened now? Because everybody's life in the time will come will be kicked by the material nature. Everyone, doesn't matter how big you are and how small you are. What is that? বার্ধক্য এখন ভক্তি বিনিয়োগ কাঁদিয়া কাতর অতি না ভজিয়া তোরে দিন বুঝে থাকল এখন কি হবে গতি। হি সেইং দ্যাট আই এম ওল্ড প্রেগনেন্ট, আই ক্যান ডু নাথিং, মাই হ্যান্ড ডোন্ট মুভ, মাই আইস ডোন্ট ওয়ার্ক, আই ক্যান নট ইট প্রপারলি, আই ক্যান নট সিট প্রপারলি, ও মাই লর্ড, নাও আই রিয়েলাইজ ইউ নো মাই হোল লাইফ বিন ওয়েস্টেড, হোয়াট পারপাস আই কেম ইন দিস ম্যাটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড, আই নট সার্ভ দ্যাট, that purpose wasted, now what will be my fate? So this is the vision.
Arriba.